Welcome to the grind. The factory for greatness. The process of success, where all excuses are denied. The only credit cards that are accepted here are blood, sweat, and tears. Work. Welcome to the grind.
The house of discipline.
Where we get it in every single day. We don't take days off. See, we understand here at the grind that success is not something that you achieve. It's something that you become. We refuse to settle for any other outcome than greatness. The reason we train ain't for some game, some event, for some trophy, for some medal. We train because this is our life, and this is all we know. We don't need an event to get ready. We stay ready. This is a lifestyle we live. Preparation is a weapon, and around here, we use that weapon every single day. 24/7, 365, all in, beast mode. Greatness is all we know. And I would like to take this moment and welcome all of you to the grind. Anyone is welcomed here, as long as they are willing to die for what they believe. Here at the factory, we don't produce people who accept participation trophies, who come in runner-up, who come in second place. All we produce here at the grind is champions. Around here, we don't accept anyone who even thinks that failure is an option. We don't accept anything other than greatness. We produce warriors who are hungry, dedicated, and fearless. And winning is all they know. Around here, your work ethic, that's your credit score. You can save all that yakking, all that talking, cause we gonna check that credit score, and you either gonna get approved or denied. You can either chase your dreams, or you can chase the distractions, but you can't chase both. Welcome to the grind. Focus is oxygen, and we starve the enemy. The only thing I see is my dreams. The only thing I am aware of is success. Champions aren't afraid of someone having the upper hand in the early rounds of a fight, because they understand that this race is a marathon and not a sprint. Welcome to the grind. Discipline is the daily process of creating the life that you want by consistently chiseling away at the things that don't belong. What you gotta do is stop complaining about your situation and instead change the thinking patterns that are allowing that situation to exist in your life in the first place. Now listen to me. There's no dream that can be denied manifestation as long as one is willing to be still mentally during the gestation period. Circumstances are born out of a consciousness that allows them to exist. You will eventually inherit the outcomes equivalent to the belief systems and mindset that you adopt. So let me sum it up. When an inner belief is consistently maintained, eventually the external environment adjusts to bring it about. To create a new life, one must shun the natural instinct to change the outside environment and instead turn inward. New lives are built and formulated from within. This is the secret. This is what champions understand. Around here, our grind is our ministry, and we witness every single day. Sometimes, you gotta remind the world just who you are. Other times, you gotta look in the mirror and remind yourself who you are. Kings don't talk to peasants, because peasants, once spoken to, tend to foolishly start thinking they have actually done something worthy of being royalty. Welcome to the grind. Know your worth. Stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. The less you control your mind, body, and emotions, the more the world will control you. Your discipline must break your body's spirit until it becomes your slave. And you gotta get back behind the wheel of your mind and steer your thoughts to greatness. Seek the center of what makes you feel the most uncomfortable. Don't run from it. Just stay there until you conquer it. Master your mind. The art of greatness. Welcome to the grind. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Champions
have flaws, weaknesses, and struggles just like everybody else. But what makes them champions is the way they respond to those challenges and that they overcome them. You must conquer your present circumstances in order to qualify for your destiny. If you're not living like there's no tomorrow, then you're dead already. You gotta get up every day and seize the moment. Carpe diem. Success is just a long list of today's done right. Your mind sows the dream. Your faith waters it. Your mouth fertilizes it. And your actions harvest it. Welcome to the grind. Massive success requires extreme discipline. So the question is, how bad do you want it? Greatness requires learning how to be comfortable with the things that make you uncomfortable. You can only achieve to the level that you are. Greatness is not something you attain. It's something you become. Greatness made you.
Be able to hear us.
Oh, on Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know. They can. I think they can hear us there.
All right.
Can
awesome.
You guys hear us now?
Yes, they can hear us loud and clear. Hello. Everybody jumping on IG.
I got to wrap my head around this because we're doing something different today. So I got to make sure. So here is I'm trying to.
We good?
Okay. Yeah, we're good.
All right. All
man,
right.
All right. A little different this morning, y'all. A little different. We had the IAO have some issues with our connection, which I'm hoping will be resolved tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
And
right.
Things will be back to normal. So, man, what's up, everybody, man? You know what this is. This is the realest show ever, man. Welcome to the grind. We're on Blog Talk Radio right here.
Absolutely.
On Facebook right here.
We're on
so
IT
wanted to make sure you guys
here.
Can hear us okay. And Pam, say what's up while I hook something up.
You know what? I just want to say great morning to everybody jumping on the grind, to our Blog Talk listeners. We absolutely love you for definitely dialing into the show. We love each and every one of you that are jumping on Facebook. To everybody that jumps on IG, you know, just thank you for tuning in. It's another day. It's Tuesday, y'all, right? It's another day in which we have the opportunity to dominate, to get up, and to be great. And, you know, you heard it. You know, it's welcome to the grind. We have to realize that every day is an everyday grind, you know, for us to get the things that we absolutely desire, the things that we absolutely deserve. And sometimes, just like he was saying, sometimes you have to remind yourself who you are, right? Sometimes you have to remind yourself. Facebook, let me know if you guys can hear me still. Sometimes you have to remind yourself who you are. And when you get up every day and you remind yourself about the greatness that you got on the inside, then you know what? You won't focus on the issues at hand. You won't focus on the challenges. But instead, you'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you know what? You got what it takes in order to accomplish every single task that you set out to accomplish, every single goal that you set out to accomplish, knowing that, you know what, all you got to do is get up and put in the work. Thank you so much.
Oh, so is that better? Is it better now? Or
yes,
was
thank
it?
You so much for
okay.
letting us know.
All right.
Appreciate you guys. Yes.
So, man, let's grind this thing out today because, you know, today, like any other day, is no different. We grind every single day. Those of you that are tuning into this show, we keep it real, we keep it 100. We're most certainly going to say some things on this show that some people are going to love. We're going to say some things on this show that some people do not like because they may not be ready for some truth yet, right? May not be ready for some truth yet. And it's okay because our truth that we give you guys is really our reality. It's what we've either been through, is what we're going through, what we anticipate we're preparing ourselves to go through,
right?
So we just kind of let you guys into our lives so that you guys can actually kind of like go through or deal with a little bit of what we deal with. But at the same time, we open this thing up for you guys to be able to share your heart as well. So, you know, that's one of the things. We play the music on Facebook, and, you know, we're not really concerned, you know, right at this present moment about whether they're going to block us or what. You know, we're just not concerned about that, because sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Right.
So, but we can't be concerned about that. So, you know, alluding into what we want to talk about this morning, I think it's very fitting that we talk about what's been on my heart to talk about for over the last week or two. And, you know, those three words for me is, you know, energy, you know, atmosphere, and environment, you know. And I believe that what you create is what you have to live in. And a lot of people are willing to create their own environment. And I believe that's super important, not just in, you know, in the industry that we're in, but, man, just in life in general. You know, just in general in life, you know, you creating fertile ground for you to be able to plant your seeds in, and for you to be able to water your seeds, and for you to be able to cultivate your garden and get that harvest, and for you to be able to see, you know, pridefully, you know, this is good for me. This is, I planted this, I cultivated the ground, I planted it, you know, I nurtured, I watered it, and, you know, this is what came up out of the ground, and I own this. This is mine.
Like we talked about on Friday, right?
Yep, we talked about owning it. Absolutely.
Right.
Own everything, right? So if we're talking about the equation that's been, you know, reigning in my head for the last couple of weeks, which is energy times atmosphere equals environment, then, guys, we're going to get into that some today. It's not going to be a long show, but we're going to get into that some today, because there are so many times in life that we just think that things are just supposed to miraculously pop up and start happening. We have that name it and claim it type mentality, right? My daughter kind of alluded to something the other day called manifesting. And I told her that, you know, I said, you know, I believe in the word manifest, but I more so believe in the action that manifest.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's one thing to name it and claim it. It's an entirely different thing to name it, claim it, and put forth the action to get it.
The work, right. You got to put forth the work, right? No matter how much you name it and claim it, if there's no activity, if there's no action to go along with that naming it and claiming it, right, then for real, it's not going to happen. I mean, the Word of God tells you flat out, right, faith without works is dead. So if you're not willing to put in the work necessary in order to create whatever it is that you want to see created in your life, then it more than likely is not going to come your reality. I mean, you can believe all day long.
You can hear on that because it's the microphone. Ask them. The microphone.
I see. Can y'all hear? Yeah. Oh.
I just covered up by the
thing. Can y'all hear?
So, but anyway, you know, let's like dig a little deeper.
All
right, cool. Yeah. Okay. I know somebody can hear that.
Can y'all hear?
Let's dig a little deeper into this, because, you know, we're just not topical on this show. We could throw 1,001 cliches at you guys,
right?
You know, and sound very profound. But unless we bridge a gap, you know, even if it's just one gap today, that's all that matters. So we're not in the habit of just throwing around cliches on you guys that don't have real true meaning for you,
and not show you
how to actually apply what was just said. We full believe that cliches in our life now is not really cliches. They're principles of life, right? They're principles, and we didn't know that. The really green mind may say, you know, well, when you say stuff like if you want the promises, you got to practice the principles. You can't get the promise unless you practice the principles. When we say stuff like that, it sounds good because it even kind of rhymes a little bit.
Right.
So there's a reason why they're called cliches, because they do rhyme and people say them a lot, but they do actually have a meaning. And when we talk about, we're talking about, energy times atmosphere equals environment. That equation is what kind of governs your life and your level of creativity and what you create for yourself. And we talked on last week about owning it, right? And some of you are jumping on now, and you were on that show. And, you know, talking about owning it and how you're supposed to, you know, every aspect of what you do and what happens to you, you have to own it.
Absolutely.
You know, because you can't change it unless you own it. So we're going to stay deep on this one today so that you guys not only understand how important E times A times equals E is, but, you know, but also to show you guys how to really create the environment. So we're gonna leave the surface, guys, and we're gonna go down into the trenches where the roots should be built, right? Where the roots start to manifest themselves before anybody sees anything, right? Before anybody sees anything, there has to be a very strong and solid system of roots that start to form. And it's very dark, it's wet, it's murky down in that area. So in order for you to create the energy, in order to create the atmosphere, in order to create the environment, there is a certain portion of what has to happen below ground before anything happens above ground.
Right. And we have to remember that it's the seeds that we plant, you know, in the below the ground, right, in the dirt. That's literally going to create the root system, you know, that we want to see become our reality as that thing begins to sprout up from down below the ground. So therefore, we have to pay attention to the things that we're planting, right? Because the things that we plant are going to be the very things that end up growing, that end up sprouting, right? And so therefore, you know, when you have to shift, everything starts up here, right, mentally. You know, in order to even have the energy, the right type of energy, realizing that, you know, your energy is everything. How you do anything is for real how you do everything. And so when you have the right type of energy, getting up and setting the tone, right, for real, you know, that energy, just like you said, times your atmosphere for real creates your environment. And your environment, you see, when you plant something on fertile ground, it's going to grow, right? But there's certain things that you got to do every day in order to cultivate that thing, in order to get that thing to grow up and to sprout like you want it to do, you know, like you want it to, the things that you want to see become your reality. So, you know, anytime that you're planting those seeds, that's the work. You know, you got to put in work, right? Mm-hmm. You're planting the seeds. You got to realize that there's always going to be some exterior forces, right? There's always going to be some, you know, outside situation that's going to try to come in. And
hold on, that's the atmosphere. Hold on. We got to stay in the energy.
Oh, okay, stay in
right?
the energy.
So where we're at right now, we're underground, guys.
Okay.
Can't nobody see you right now.
Right.
We're underground, and that's where the energy is created. Remember, the energy is what makes a thing a thing.
Right.
Right? It's what makes it what it is, what you call it, right? The energy of this bottle of water is what it is. If the energy wasn't, hey, this is water, then I wouldn't be trying to untake this top off and put it in my mouth. So the energy of this is it's good. It's water. I don't know if it's good water yet because it hasn't. It's I'm not in this stage yet. This is the atmosphere. Atmosphere is how something makes you feel, right? So now keep this at home. Keep this down below in the trenches, right? And how do you create the energy? First, right? Nobody, imagine your house is completely boarded up. Imagine there's a storm coming, right? And if you live in South Florida, you have automatic shutters because there's so many doggone hurricanes out there, you know. And so you have those shutters, right, that come down. You got to put them up. You pay somebody $300-$400 to put them up for you, right, and then take them down. So just imagine that you have those shutters up because a storm is coming, right? Your atmosphere is where you are right now inside of your house. Nobody can see in. And you can't see out. That's where the work is done. And if you're not willing to create a root system in that setting that says, nobody can see me, nobody can hear me. So the only person that you have to talk to is you. The only person that you have to push is you. The only person that you have to be accountable for is you. See, I firmly believe, fam, that there is a season in everybody's life where they have to get selfish. You have to get omni-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get deliberate with you.
Right.
And not be concerned about what anybody else is saying. And as a matter of fact, in that season, you have to cut everybody out, everything out that is not feeding your root system. If it's not watering you, you got to cut it out. If it's not feeding you, you got to cut it out. See, because this is the system of roots that we're talking about. This is what's going to allow you to create the right atmosphere, but also to be able to survive in the wrong atmosphere.
Right.
Because people bring their atmospheres with them.
That's good. You know, that's very good. And I mean, even let's bring this thing home with what, you know, the entire world has dealt with over the last 90 days,
mm-hmm.
right? When you talk about that house being boarded up, but think about it. Like, we all have been in our houses for the last 90 days, right? The world is opening up again now, but it's opening up a whole different world, right? So literally we all had the opportunity to create the right energy, mm-hmm. you know, in our house, right? In order to, you know, move ourselves forward. It really was determined, you know, yes, the world had so much going on, but did you allow that negative energy to be a part, you know, of your household? Or did you get up every day and, you know, shift the energy, making sure that you create that energy, that positive energy by turning on positive music, by turning on positive, you know, personal development? Because I can tell you that's one of the things that Nate and I, we learned a long time ago. When we get up, we shift. We shift the energy, which for real times that atmosphere, creates the environment in which we're able to flourish in. And so it's an everyday thing. So therefore, you know, our kids know it's nothing for us to get up and to blast, you know, personal development throughout the house or to blast songs throughout the house in order to create the energy that's necessary every day for us to thrive, you know. Or did you allow this time to really, you know, add so much negativity? Because if you're watching the news, there's nothing but negativity. So if that negativity is coming into your household, literally it's the energy that you're going to give off. Because now you start to have stress, you start to worry, you start to, you know, not create the energy, have the energy so that now that atmosphere is right so that you can create the environment for you to thrive in, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, it's very important to you have to make up your mind. Because we all have the power to create what we want to create. But the only way to be able to create what you want to create is to really have that environment that's going to be able to nourish the things that you want to see happen in your life.
So the energy that we're creating now below ground, for some of you guys, you've been, as Pam said, you've been locked up in the house for a while. And let's just pretend that, you know, none of this, you know, all of this is over, and, you know, we're at that phase to where everybody is back to normal and everything is, you know, clicking on all cylinders, and you have the opportunity to go outside. It's not a forced confinement, right? We have the opportunity to go outside now, but you're just not parlaying with nobody, you know, they're not doing that. People are very leery, but let's pretend everything is back to normal, and now you have the opportunity to go outside into that environment, right? So I'm so heavy on the root system because the root system is what actually keeps you.
Right.
The root system is what maintains you. The root system is what actually grows you, you know, to be able to sustain. Like you can you ever tried to, you know, cut a weed off? You ever tried to cut a weed off and then think, cool, I got that thing, and you look back 2 days later, there's the weed again.
Right.
Right. The weed has such a strong system of roots, and the weed can grow through concrete. The weed can grow
right.
through anything. It's like it finds a little crack, right? And it moves and goes through anything.
Hurry.
So now you try to get a rose to do that. Try to get a daisy to do that. Try to get a lily to do that. Not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen because it wasn't created with that type of fervency. It wasn't created with that type of, I'm going to find, you know, a way to get out of here. You're never going to see roses growing through a crack in the concrete, but you will see weeds, right? So I think I liken a weed the same as a hyena, right? I have a love-hate relationship for weeds and hyenas.
Right?
Everybody talks about the lions and the tigers and the bears and how tenacious and ferocious they are, and they're the king of the jungle. But, you know, when you look at the weed, it's very tenacious, as Pam just said, right? It's going to find the crack. It's it's going to come up. You know, evil always finds a way to come up and try and penetrate, you know, the light. It always does, right? Same with the hyena. The hyena is never full. The hyena will take anything that you can eat, anything that you didn't finish eating. It'll try to take what you just finished killing, you know, but it's
right.
very scary.
Right.
It's very scary. Don't want to get, you know, into a real tussle, right? So it sneaks up from behind. It does mischievous things, but it's never hungry. It could have just finished eating a whole antelope. And if they see somebody kill another antelope, they want to go eat that one too. So those two are very tenacious. So if we have the heart of a weed that says, I'm going to create a system of roots that allow me to be able to move my way through and navigate and basically find where I need to come up and what I need to do, then I think we get to a point to where that kind of holds us and that creates that foundation. Now, the system of roots is the part that where you have to have the water, right? You need the water, which is the personal development that Pam was just talking about, right? You got to have the right stuff that you're putting in order to create the system of roots. Underneath the ground, there's a lot of pressure. The earth is very strong. So there's a lot of pressure underneath that. And the pressure system is what allows the water to be self-contained in that system of roots. And as the roots are growing, it literally looks like spider veins. It looks like a whole bunch of different, you guys know what a root looks like. It doesn't just take one root. Like you can get a turnip root and just pull it out of the ground as one bulb, right?
Right.
You know, that's the part that you're really eating, right? But the other, a regular plant, when you're planting, when you're trying to govern and figure out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to create the right atmosphere, then it starts with the system of roots, right? It starts with your foundation. So what are you putting in order to break ground and create the right atmosphere? Things right now that you're doing and things that you're exposing yourself to, right, that you know are not creating the right system of roots.
Right.
Right. So you know, I saw something the other day, and I'm not going to say exactly what it was. Somebody was really headstrong about something that they saw. And when I see and hear things, I analyze it in such a way. And I'm not an analytical thinker. I'm just, I think I'm a deeper thinker. I think deep, right? And I think deep in the way that says, how is, when I hear somebody talk about something, at this stage in my life, the second half of my life, I'm very deliberate and very intentional.
Right.
So I tell myself how, I ask those questions, how is this going to benefit me? How is this going to grow me? How am I going to make money from this? Can it help somebody else? And guys, you'd be surprised at the things that when you ask yourself those questions, the answer is no, 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 and no. But we do them anyway. And sometimes we do them because, A, they're fun. Right. I'm not saying don't go bowling. I'm not saying I love to play golf. Go play golf. Golf, you know, it's one of my passions. It grows me in that arena. I love it because it's a thinking sport. Right.
Right.
So it's a game of correction, which I believe is life. Bowling, you go have some fun. Go do the things you want to do. But I'm less fun right now and more grind because I know that I'm making that sacrifice that says if I can just get the foundation that I need to get, create the things that I need to create, I won't have to stay below ground that long. I won't have to stay in the trenches. If I can create everything I want to create right now, some roots for it, then when it breaks ground, now the atmosphere that it gives out is going to be a pleasant atmosphere. It's going to be an intentional atmosphere, deliberate atmosphere. It's going to be a powerful atmosphere. It's going to feed people. But first, it fed me. It fed me first. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first before
right.
you try and start helping others.
Right.
Some of you are oxygen deprived right now, and you're not even qualified to be trying to help other people. You haven't even figured out what's going on with you yet, but you got it all figured out for everybody else. Go into the trenches, figure out what's hanging you up, not what's hanging everybody else up, right? Not that, okay, this show is not about, really and truly, this show is really secondary about you guys. You guys are secondary. I'm going to say that with you.
Right.
This show originally, midway through, and even at this point, was always about Pam and I. It's about us growing. It's about us sharing our different strategies with the world, but we learn from everything that come out of our mouths first, right? So it's when you take that and you say, man, I have to apply the very things that I'm talking about to my own life first.
Yeah.
That's where that system of roots, Pam, really comes into play. And now when you break ground, right, and you have whatever you're doing, it's a rose, right? It's a lily, it's a flower, whether it's a hedge, it may be a cactus, whatever it is, if somebody tramples on it and comes at you and cuts it off, guess what? You're still going to grow back because the roots are there and they can't see the roots.
Absolutely.
Still going to grow back. So it's so important to stay in those trenches until you have a foundation enough to say, man, I'm coming up, I'm coming up, I'm coming up. Then you break ground and you create the right atmosphere. And from the right atmosphere that you're creating, like this water was created, I saw it. I'm like, the atmosphere, the energy is that this is water and it's supposed to be good for me, right? It's supposed to be good. I take it and I read it, 9.5 pH, you know, high pH water. So I take it. I'm like, I have to assume that this water is good until I screw this top off, and then I taste it. And I'm like, ah, that's good. It makes me feel good. That's the atmosphere of this water, right? You can put a whole bunch of cups of sink water there. It's going to create a different atmosphere. It's not going to taste the same. So what is your atmosphere? What is the atmosphere that you're creating once you've been in the trenches, or if you've even been in the trenches? What is your atmosphere that you're creating to attract other people to what you're doing? And from there, you create the environment or slash the culture, because that's maybe more a familiar word for you guys. You create a culture that people actually want to be a part of.
No, that's good. That's real good. And creating that culture is, just like you said, it's all about, you know, what we're putting in below the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Because that foundation is everything. So if the foundation isn't strong, then what's going to happen is what's created, once it comes above the ground, is not going to be strong. And it's going to be tossed and turned by every single thing that comes its way. But when you are willing to put in the work, and that's the hardest part, you know, the trenches below the trenches, you know, when you're planting the seeds, because you're going to have the things that try to come and take the seeds out, you're going to have things that try to, you know, stop the root system from growing. But it's during that phase in which you really have to, you know, work on you on it every day, get your mind right in order to prepare for the things that are going to come in to try to stop that system. But when it is, when you are, you know, planning it again, it's the fertile ground. You know, and you get up and you do what's necessary every single day in order to make sure that you're watering it.
Let's stay right there with that fertile ground,
mm-hmm.
because we're throwing out a lot of cliches to you guys, but there are principles. But how do you actually create the fertile ground? You know, the fertile ground is not so much as sometimes not what you do. It's sometimes it's what you don't do.
Right.
Right. Sometimes it's what you refrain from doing. In a lot of cases, it's more so what you refrain from doing.
Right.
Because most people have been programmed to do things that keep them in a system that is not conducive for growth. Your work system that you go to every day, the programming that we have from even kids, Les Brown said most people, they're born, they start a family, they get a job, they have some kids, and then they die. That's it. That's what they're programmed to do. So that's what everybody does. Nobody is programmed to create something of their own. And when we're talking about this system of roots, this is where you create something for you, right? And your family. This is where the legacy is created, really. So when you really think about the thing that you're doing, thing that you want to do right now. Think about the things that you want. There's one thing that wakes you up in the morning. There's some things you may daydream about them. So whatever that thing is, think about it right now. Now I want you guys to ask yourself some questions. Why am I not doing that thing? Why am I not doing it? Right? Now once you figure out why you're not doing it, right? So now that's a lot, right? To really go on. You know you're not doing it because you say I don't have time. You know, say I just don't have enough time to start it. I don't have the right people in place to do it. I don't have the money to do it. Right? I haven't developed it all the way yet.
Right.
Exactly.
Stop growing.
So now here you are. You've made all of these excuses, which seem real to you. And I'm not saying, some of you are saying, you know what? I've always wanted to have a business chauffeuring people. I wanted to have a limousine company, right? And if you wanted to have a limousine company and that's your dream, if it's really your dream, right now at this very moment, you're using your car that you have to as a limousine service, if it's your real dream, right? Some of you may need to rethink that thing because your passion may not really be your passion. Because when it's your passion, you move hell and high water to get to it, right? You move hell and high water to do it. So some of you may need to reevaluate what that really is. So you're driving around people right now like driving this daisy because this is what your passion is,
mm-hmm.
right? So some of you may have always wanted to start, a restaurant. You may have always wanted to, have a little dessert shop. Are you baking stuff out of your house right now with what you have? Do you just have the ingredients to make sweet potato pies right now and maybe not the beignets and the cakes that you want to make? And you're making the sweet potato pies because it's all you got? Marie Callender started off just making pies in a little coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
in a little diner.
Mm-hmm.
Pies got so successful that she had to start her own thing, and all she does now is pies. I'm sure she was baking some other stuff, but pies is what did it for her.
Right.
So,
and that's, mm-hmm. that's starting with that's realizing that you for real, like you are enough,
right?
And to start with what you have. I was listening to Les Brown, and he was sharing a story, and I can't remember what kind of store that a friend of his wanted to open. But he shared how literally this was a single mom who she sacrificed. She had one car. And in order to go for the very thing that she dreamed of and wanted to have, she sold that car, right? Mm-hmm. And literally every day, whatever she had to do, she got her a bicycle, and she rode that bike, right? And it was necessary. When she started to make, some money, right, she got that first store, right, and started to make some money, she advanced from that bike to a scooter. Right. And but it was the sacrifice. Then what ended up happening because of the sacrifice that was made, it ended up turning out to her going from that one store to those three stores. So we have to realize that I can truly say that, many times the reason why we really don't allow ourselves to for the seeds that we want to plant to grow is because you got to make up your mind to get rid of the fear, because I can say that for real, fear stopped me for a very long time. So when I thought about the system, the root system that was created, you see, sometimes we can make up excuses. Growing up and allowing just fear and being shy and afraid to talk and this was the seeds that I allowed myself to be planted on the inside of me, that this was growing, even to allow the negativity to even come into my mindset, come into my life to stop me from growing and realizing that I am enough and that I am created for greatness, right? But it wasn't until I made a decision to stop that root system. That I made a decision that, in order to have the right energy, I got to cut out some stuff, right? I got to cut out the negativity. I got to stop having negative conversations. I have to stop allowing the negative situations, the challenges that are coming into our life, learn how to handle them, not focus on them, but instead, you know, find a solution. Find a solution to, you know, be able to solve the issue and to be able to move forward. But it's not easy. You know, it's a daily work. It's a daily grind to where you have to put things into you, and it's all about making a decision. And when you make that decision, for real, it's all about commitment. Commitment to the very thing, the very environment that you want to create. And, you know, and I was listening to, you know, something else. You know, when you think about commitment, too many times, you know, the commitment, you know, really means, you know, long after that moment is said, that you're gonna get up and do it. And sometimes in life, we have to make sure that we're committed to what we said we was going to commit to. Mm-hmm. Because commitment means that, you know what, we're going to get up and we're going to deliver something. It's going to challenge us. So when you think about, you know, that root system, all right, there's going to be the challenges, you know, every single day. But at the end of the day, when you plant the seeds and you do the work and you water them, you have to remember that at the end of the day, your goal is to deliver something. So, you know, there's going to be all kinds of things that come in to try to stop you from delivering, from you becoming the things that you want to become, from you being able to manifest the dream because you're putting in the work, you know. And these were the things that I had to realize that, you know what, I have the power. One of the things I say, shift, just like this. Everybody's got the power to do shift, no longer. But, again, too many times in life, people settle and don't realize that you are who you are, right? Knowing that you got the power to, for real, say, I'm not doing this any longer. I'm not going to allow these things to come into my life. But instead, I need to work on me every day in order to become and to now figure out, you know, the things, the gifts, right? Because a lot of times we don't even realize the gifts that we got on the inside of us because they're lying dormant because we don't take the time to activate them. We don't take the time to water them so that they could grow, so that they can actually begin to, you know, help us to realize everything that we have on the inside of us to move us from point A to point B to point C to point D, and realizing that life is all about growth. It really is. And so if we're not getting up and doing what's necessary, and I can say that, you know, it was just a decision that that I had to make in order to begin to grow with a different kind of root system, realizing that, you know what, there's things that you got to cut out, there's things that you got to cut off, there's people that you got to let go of in order to allow yourself to grow and to bloom like you want to bloom.
And I'm glad you said that because people hear all the time, you know that you can do this and you can do that. But the reality is people don't know. You know, they don't know how. And I'm going to go back to the fact that, most people are programmed.
Right.
And you're programmed to act a certain way. You're programmed to believe a certain thing. You're programmed to do a certain thing. And, you know, most people aren't willing to go outside of the lines, the color outside the lines,
as we call it.
Right, they're not willing to color outside of the lines and do something different than everybody else is doing. Right, and the cliche comes to mind: do something different to have something different. A principle, right? Color outside the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Right, figure out what makes you unique. Right, figuring out okay, what's the value that I add? Because the atmosphere is your value.
Mm-hmm.
Your atmosphere is your value. Remember, when you go outside and it's hot, you're like, okay, the value right now, I don't want that. That's hot. Too hot, it's 110 degrees. I don't want to be out there. But when it gets nice outside, you want to go outside. And that atmosphere is good for you. And the value is being added that you like. So now the law of attraction comes in. So the atmosphere, once you break ground, is the value that you add, right? And then anything that you do, you have to add the value, right? But when you're adding value, what's in it for you? What's in it for me? When you're adding the value, right? If it's not growing you, then it's either you're doing it to grow somebody else or something else, but you're not in the equation. Yeah, you trade time for dollars. Yeah, that's a normal trading. We're programmed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're old and it's time for you to leave here, what do you really have to say about yourself? I work on a job for 50 years, and I'm not dogging a job. I'm using it as an analogy, but it is what it is. You got guys know my thoughts on it. But we need that. It's a necessary evil. That's what I say. You need it until you don't need it. So, but what have I done? I worked a job for 40 years, and I never really created anything of my own. I worked for 40 years. I helped somebody else do what they needed to do and build their enterprise, and my time, for my time, they gave me dollars. Now, there are different facets that you look at. You know, some of you guys maybe have jobs where you're helping other people, right? You're like, you know, I'm a doctor, you know, I'm a lawyer. Every doctor, lawyer that I've ever met, they all have aspirations of starting their own practice.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, one day I'm going to have my own practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got people like firefighters. You know, that's more of a locked-in thing. It's a servant job, right? People are like, I want to serve people, right? So they're going out, they're fighting fires, they're risking their life. Those are the selfless people, people that, you know, there's like, I'm going to help other people, period. There's a lot of value
mm-hmm.
in that.
Right.
Right. And if you can say, I feel good about it, then you feel good about it. But let's be honest with ourselves and evaluate what we're doing right now. I can tell you right now, my stint in corporate America, I didn't feel good about it. I built no enterprise for myself, no level of anything. I just helped other people, helped the company achieve their financial goals. That was it. I could engineer a cell tower and say, okay, cool. I could say, hey, people are able to talk on the cell phone because I did that. That didn't create any legacy for me,
mm-hmm.
period, right? I saved some money.
Now you were able to easily replace.
Yeah, easily replaced. It wasn't something that I owned and
right.
I created. And I believe that's the difference in when you start to deprogram yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? When you start to deprogram yourself, you start to believe more. Your belief rises.
Right.
And so now you're at that point to where you're saying, man, you know, I think I can start that daycare. You know, I think I can start by having some kids over my house, you know, and using my home space as a daycare. How do I turn this into a daycare? How many kids can I have in my house? What's the zoning? You do that research, because starting with where you are is enough. Starting with what you have is enough. And when we look at, you know, creating a system of roots, guys, I'm not talking about, you know, creating a system of roots that says I'm going to work a job for 40 years and retire with nothing to really show for it. What are you creating? What are you creating? And as you're creating it, it creates that root system that gives you the foundation to build anything. You know, this show has sparked probably two or three different manuals, a book, and, you know, a workshop. You know, so all of this stuff is a part of the foundation and the system root that's being created underground that you guys don't see. Right. But here's the thing. I've always said, and I told you some of this, one thing that a person can't take from you is your free will.
Right.
It's your mind. What's in between your ears. If you don't let them have that, you can do anything. And if you have that as what you offer to the world, your commodity, then guess what? They can't take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours. You own it. You don't have to buy anything to spark it. You don't have nobody has to come in and do anything. It's yours. We call those intellectual properties, right?
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to you. It's in your head, and that's my value. My value is here. I carry my value everywhere I go. I don't, and this is just me. I'm not knocking people that have, you know, tangible things that they do, but my value is carried around here.
Right.
And you know, you say, you know, your mindset is your value, but what are you doing from your mindset? My passion is helping people unlock what's between their ears. People unlock their dreams, their hopes, their passions, their aspirations, what they want. That's the value that that's my passion. I love to do that because I like to see the light that goes on in a person's face, in their eyes, when they finally get it. When that switch finally flips and they say, darn, I've been doing this all wrong. I've been wasting time.
Right.
I've been spinning my wheels because of the programming is so strong. Sometimes we don't know. And you guys wonder why I love the movie The Matrix so much. That movie is so close to real life.
Yeah.
It's scary. Because everybody is plugged into some sort of an energy zapping socket. Why not be plugged into your own and use your own energy to create something for you? I personally believe that everybody is the one. They just have not discovered it yet. Everybody is the one. And you're the one that's going to create what you need to benefit the world. Because if you just create it and you leave it underground, it doesn't benefit anybody else but you. So I believe that we were all put here to help other people, point blank period. But we have to put something on the inside in order to be able to help people on the outside. And that's how this whole thing kind of plays out. Guys, so your energy below the ground, your atmosphere above the ground, and now as you're doing that, your atmosphere is above the ground, you're creating something great, the law of attraction kicks in. People want to be attached to what you're doing. They love what you're doing. Next thing you know, they start coming around and they get inspired and they start doing everything, doing the things that they want to do. And you create this culture of entrepreneurship with people that understand that I cannot create legacy on a job. You can't create freedom on a job unless you're saving a ton of money and you have the autonomy to input your creativity on it, and you're creating the thing as your own, and in the background you're creating something that belongs to you. Think about if you leave, if you get fired from your job right now, they lay you off tomorrow. What are you taking with you? What are you leaving that job with that you say I can create freedom for myself with? You may have been there 10, 15, 20 years. When they decide to get rid of you, what are you leaving with? So I decided to turn mine into, you know, how I survived corporate America. I sat down, wrote that book. It took me about, I think that book took me about 3 days to write and publish, right? I didn't care about this. I didn't care about the spelling. All I know, I didn't care about the spacing. I was just typing. I was typing the things that I had learned in corporate America, the success, the failure, even more so the failure, right? Because of my plan that I was working. Was I know I was psychologically unemployable, right? I knew it. I'm like, I'm worth more than this. I can do more. And I knew that there were things inside of me that needed to come out, but they never could come out while I was there. So I started to write all of that and how I survived and how I, you know, the things that I learned while I was there, you know, a discovery. And in the book, it says there's a discovery. I got like 5 different discoveries, and I applied a grind to each one of those discoveries. Some of them I was successful at. Some of them I wasn't. It got cut short, right? It got cut short before I could actually escape the way I wanted to escape, right? Right? I wanted to work my plan in the background, right? And then come out of that thing and be able to say, hey, I'm called in well,
right?
But it didn't work out that way. But I believe that everything happens the way it was intended to happen.
Absolutely.
Right? I may have been there for another 2-3 years doing that, but it was my time to come out now. So God said, let that go so I can give you something else. And when that happened, guys, a lot of things started to open up. This show was birthed from that pain. You know, a book was birthed from that pain. Different other tools were birthed from that pain. Pain and the game. So now I can honestly say, yeah, there, I have something that I can say this is a part of my legacy. See, legacy is not just about money.
Mm-mm.
You guys got to understand that, man. This thing is not just about how much money you can leave somebody. You can leave somebody $5 million, and they don't know what to do with it. And if it ain't been set up right, guess what? They're going to blow it in no time. It's going to be gone. Yeah. So legacy is more so for me. It's more so mindset. Legacy is what do you leave behind, my kids or legacy? But Pam, same thing. Our kids are legacy. I was talking to my mom the other day. Love my mom. Love my parents, right? But sometimes you can get caught in a time loop, right? You can get caught in a time loop, and you can – if you never broke the programming, then you don't know how to function outside of the program.
Right.
So, you know, my dad has always been an entrepreneur, right? But he's always worked for himself. But one of the things that he tells, that he'll say, or my mom will say, is the program is, you know, go to college and make sure you get, you know, get an education. Shit, now, this is going to be a sticky moment right here. Go to college, make sure you get an education. and get you a good job. You know, it's kind of the programming that happens. Well, you know, in the McCray house, it's a little different.
Right.
It's a little different. Okay, it's a little different. I want you guys, I'm going to be 100% transparent with you guys. Okay, my son went to college because it was a means, it was a means to an end, right? He knew he cannot get in the NBA without going to college.
It's part of his process.
It's part of his process. Now, here's the thing, we don't shun college.
Mm-mm.
Any of my kids that say, I want dad, I'm going to college, cool, we got you, no problem. Right? But our kids, just by example, they're entrepreneurs, right? They really don't desire to work for anybody.
No.
Right?
But that's because that's the environment that we created.
The environment that we created, right? With
we
the
created
foundation.
That environment, yeah. Right.
I mean, I worked the job. Pam worked
in
the job.
Atmosphere. Yeah.
So we know how it is. And, you know, we don't, one thing that we whole adamantly teach our kids is, don't work for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Get your own. It starts right now.
Starts now.
What do you want to create, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the average-minded person is saying, oh, well, they got to go to college. Yank yourself out the plug. Yank yourself out and open up. Color outside the line. We didn't go to college.
I got
right.
some college.
Hey, you got some. But what is it? What'd you do with all of that? What'd you
Nothing.
Do with that? Nothing. I'm not dogging going to college, guys, because there are some jobs
yeah.
that you want
or
that are going
to
say
you've
got to have a bachelor's
that
degree
you need to have the
or an associate's degree, right?
Right.
So catch this. If you want to be a physicist or a doctor, a lawyer, all of those things, that's a specialty job. You got to go and learn that. You can't just say, I think I want to be a doctor, lay down, let me cut on you. No. You have to learn the intricacies of the body. Something like that's not self-taught, right? So, but if you're not having one of those specialty-type skill sets like that, then in my opinion, I'm like, hey, create something else. Create something that you can actually say is yours and you created it. These are the guidelines. These are the boundaries because now it doesn't involve anybody else. Think about the specialties that I just mentioned. They all require you to sow into somebody else, right? They all require you to basically do something for somebody else. So they put in a set of parameters that govern how you do it so that they get out what they're supposed to get out of it and that you get out what you're supposed to get out of it. If I don't want to be a doctor or lawyer or anything like that, doesn't require any schooling on that level, then, hey, I can create my own enterprise, right? If my daughter told me she wants to, our dad want to be a doctor, I'm not going to say, hey, just look. And start figuring out that stuff on your own. No, you got to go and get some schooling for that. But my son got to the point that he's like, you know, Dad, I got to go to college. He struggled in school. That's no secret. So if you struggle in school, the last thing you want to do is to further that struggle.
Right.
Right? So the means to the ends was that I'm going to college and I'm going to get my degree because I got to get that degree to get into the NBA.
Right.
I got to go some college to get into the NBA.
Yeah.
Right. But
absolutely.
What I'm not telling him is that, you know, hey, son, make sure, you know, before you leave out and go to the NBA, make sure you got that degree. Make sure you got a bachelor's degree. Don't leave until you get a bachelor's degree. I'm not telling my son that. My son may go to Cal State this year and ball out like he always does. First, left and right. Right? NBA office, left and right. I'm supposed to tell him, no, don't do that. Finish that last year of college. No, opportunity may only not once, guys. You have to take advantage of an opportunity in a lifetime of the opportunity. And but see, some of you right now, you're hearing me, and your programming is not allowing you to hear me.
Mm.
You hear me, but your program is not allowing me to hear you because now you think what I'm advocating is nobody has to go to college. And this goes along the same lines as you pass over opportunities repeatedly every day because of programming. So mentally, you remain poor. So if you're poor mentally, then it stands to reason that you're going to be poor physically, and you're most certainly going to be poor financially, passing over opportunities repeatedly. Guys, you got to learn to color outside of the lines. You got to learn to create something for yourself that's created by you, for you, that you understand, and it's your value to the world. You're searching right now and you have nothing that you know you offer to the world and you haven't created it
and you're not profiting from it, just start by creating it. The profit is going to come. Create it and they'll come. If it's value, guess what? They'll buy it. If it's value, they'll want to listen. They'll come. You got to create it first. You got to start somewhere.
Right.
You don't start somewhere, and that means you ain't starting nowhere. So now they said that the richest place in the world is the graveyard because so many dreams have died there. We talked to old elderly people. Old, I was about to say old people, but we talked to elderly people because we're going to be old one day. Don't want to call me old. So we talked to elderly people, right? And you know, I remember going to the nursing home when your parents were there, and we're talking to some elderly people, and they said, and they're asking the question, what would you do differently if you had an opportunity to do it again? I dare you guys, go down and ask them those questions. Ask them that question and watch the answers that you get. It was stuff from, I'll brush my teeth better.
Right.
I'll drink water. You know, I would drink more water. You know, I would eat better. I would cut out sugar and salt.
Exercise more.
Right. I would exercise more. You know, I would follow my heart more. I would dream bigger. I would shoot for the moon. These are all the answers that we're getting. Yeah. I would do the things that I didn't do, the things that I thought I was afraid of, because as I got older, I realized I should not have been afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight is always 20/20. You got to live your life in foresight. So that means the things that you're afraid to do right now are the things that you should be doing right now, right? You should be taking some risk. You should be trying to create things with the understanding that it's not going to be easy. I'm going to have some adversity. There are going to be some hurdles that I got to cross. There are going to be some people I got to sidestep. There are going to be some situations that I go through. But if I meet them head on with my vision in mind, I know where I'm going, I feel I can handle it better. If I know where I'm going, and if I start moving, the sooner I start moving, the sooner I can get to all of these things that are going to come anyway.
Right.
They're going to come anyway. So why not move towards it now as opposed to, you know, most elderly people got great stories, right? I remember once when I been back not doing nothing and I should have been doing something, you know, and they did this to me and I wish I had this to do that. You know, hindsight is 20/20. So that's kind of the premise that we live on. We're not perfect, but in the reality of things, guys, we really try and create things that we can say, hey, this was my thumbprint created this. My uniqueness created this. This is what I'm good at. I'm creating something centered around what I'm good at and not what I suck at, right? What I'm good at and not what I suck at. So make that list. Figure out what you're great at, figure out what you're good at, and start there and start creating something for yourself.
That's right. So as we close out the show, Nate said a lot, okay? But it's the truth, you know? You got to make a decision to create. If you don't create it, nobody will. And so, you know, the only way to create is to, just like you say all the time, you got to destroy something, right, in order to really allow yourself to get in the zone that's necessary in order for you to create the right type of root system and to get up every day and water it, realizing that your energy is everything, you know, and what you focus on grows. And so when you have that energy, times that atmosphere, you know, it creates the environment, and the environment is, you know, what literally is, you know, your gift to the world, you know, as you now create the thing below the ground in order to now manifest it on the outside in order to move in the purpose that God created us all to move in. So
every act of creation, every act of creation, a significant creation requires an act of destruction.
Right.
So, and I want to twist this thing down a little further, ratchet it down a little further, because when things are being said to you guys, and this is what I apply to my life, to this very moment, right? When things are being said to me, I think about what's being said, right? I think about, is that a box statement or is that a no box statement? Because I don't believe there is a box.
Right.
I believe that, you know, we create the prisons in our mind, but there is no box. Nobody can put you in a box that you don't put yourself in, right? So thinking about things that are said, is that a box statement? And here's how you gauge it, because when somebody says something to you,
your programming, whatever your programming is, if you're programmed to the hilt, you're fully in the socket. If it's not what you're accustomed to hearing, it's going to sound foreign to you, and you're going to fight against it. You're going to be like, well, shoot, I've been always told that I got to go to college. So you fight against anything that I just said. You close your mind to it, and you don't understand the essence of what I just said. If somebody tells you that, you know what, you got to lift weights, you know, 5 times a day, and that's what everybody around you is doing, lifting weights 5 times a day, and then they show you evidence that, you know what, one person says, you know, well, shoot, I'm lifting, or you just feel it 5 times a day, and you wake up every day, you're sore. You're like, I'm not supposed to feel like this. Why is my body sore and hurting all the time? You have to be willing to color outside the lines and figure out what's going on and stop that pain, right? I know that growth is pain, but your body is giving you warning that says, okay, this isn't just soreness. I'm tired and sore every day. Now I got sick, but they told me I got to work out 5 days a week. I got to do a whole body workout 5 days a week, but now you've torn down your immune system, but you keep doing it because you think this is the principle that you need to follow to get to the promise. And you're looking at what somebody else is doing, and maybe their time frame, this has been longer, and maybe they're even doing something different than you're doing, that they're telling you one thing and doing another. How does it make you feel when you do it? And the statements that are made are sometimes, you know, box statement by people that are in the box. But when a person has tapped into their full level of creativity, those are the people I want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that I want to have, you know, that I want to hang around. Those are the people that I want to go out and play golf with. Those are the people I want to go to dinner with. Those are the people that I want to invite by my house, the people that think outside the box. Pamela, I want to be around people that get it, around people that are free mentally. They're not, every little thing doesn't blow them to and fro. They understand that it's the way they handle things as opposed to what happens. How do you think about what happens when it happens? Do you concentrate on the problem or do you accentuate the solution?
Right.
You should be thinking about how to move forward in every essence of everything you do every day. I heard some pretty disturbing stuff this morning when I woke up. But even in that, I have to figure out, how do we move forward?
Right. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. I can't stay in it. You know, if I stay in it, then right, that means it got me. I'm going to dwell, and my environment is going to become stale and stank and fraudulent. Right. So then now the people that have tapped into that environment, that culture, may be like, well, shoot, I don't want to be a part of that environment anymore. When in essence, there's nothing wrong with the system of roots. It's just the atmosphere that I created. Right. If you create an atmosphere for people to tap into a culture with. So here we are. You know, no matter what happens with your life every day, you have to ask yourself, how do I move past it? How do I get beyond it? How high do I need to fly in order to not get pulled down in it? And that sometimes that can appear to be the hardest thing in the world to do. But to shift that energy and turn it into a positive atmosphere is always great. If I drink water and it tastes nasty, I'm not going to keep buying the same water.
No, you're going to change it up.
I'm going to change it up. You know, if it don't make me feel good, I'm going to find something that does make me feel good. I'm not going to drink it just because, oh, I'm drinking Coke because everybody else is drinking Coke. I'm drinking Coke because there's a sale on Coke right now. I get a 12-pack of Coke for $3. They got 2 liters on sale right now, Coke. I'd get that for 50 cents. Man, there's something wrong with that all in itself.
Right.
Right? And if I know Coke is bad for me because I'm concerned about what I put on the inside of my body, then if I know it's bad for me like that in gross quantities, then, man, guess what? I'm going to stop drinking it. Right? So this is how that thing works, man. You understanding what's going on in your life, man, and creating the things that you need to create, cutting out the things you need to cut out, so it needs to be done. And it's not going to be easy, but it most certainly will be worth it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, gang.
That's what it's all about.
We are Audi 5,500,
right.
We're going to call it. We out of here. hopefully, man, you guys will have an amazing Tuesday. You guys will take heed to some of the things we said. Apply them to your life. Become a creator. Have that me talk with yourself and find out what it is that you want to do in order to create legacy for you and yours.
That's what it's all about. So, again, thanks for tuning in to The Grind. We'll see you back on Friday for another show. at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, noon on the East Coast, right?
Yes. We got to cut these shows down.
And, you know, we will see you then. Other than that, go make it a great day, right? Go shine.
Bye, y'all. Appreciate all the comments, man. Thank you guys hanging out with us.
All
thank
right.
you.
See y'all later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Know what I talk about. If I cut mine off, I want to cut down 30 minutes.